Luke 10:25. Bible said, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him." Christ was often tempted. Here's a man that was sitting in the congregation that wasn't there for the right reason, but tried to catch Jesus in some kind of way to try Him, because Jesus had come on the scene and He began to preach in things that people had never heard. All they knew was about the law. And that's where a lot of people live in today. All they know is about the law. They know nothing about the grace of God. So the lawyer stood up, tempted Him, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Now I want to say that was a good question. I'd say probably if this feller had ever had a good question, Brother Gerald, this was the question to ask Jesus. A lot of folks go through this life and they never have this question. Lord, ain't you glad that God's got an answer for your question? He said, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And I'm glad Jesus told him. He said, "You know, if you can do it, you can get it." He said, "What does the law say?" Verse 26. "What's written and how you read it?" By the way, the Bible's got all the answers to our question. It's not what I say that'll get you to heaven. It's what this book says. It's not what a lot of these false religions are saying and what man has come up with to try to appease your conscience. It's what the Bible says. And so if we're going to heaven, we better know we're going the Bible way. He said, "You know that thou shalt love the Lord thy God." He said, "When you read the law, how do you read?" And in verse 27, that old lawyer answers, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." I doubt if there's anybody here this morning can even live up to that letter of the law. We want to get what's our neighbor's instead of give to our neighbor. And so, verse 28, "He said unto him, Thou hast answered right." Watch this. "This do, and thou shalt live." And I believe if any man could do that, he'd live. You know why? Because he'd be perfect. But I've got a problem with this. The lawyer had a problem with this. He's imperfect. You're imperfect. I'm imperfect. Therefore, I need something beside to do something. I need to be able to try to do something that I can do. And I can't live by the law. 29. Right where a lot of folk are, but he willing to justify himself, tried to give his own self peace. Tried to give his own self a place. And he said to Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And verse 30, He ought to not have asked if he didn't want to know. Said a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, and leaving him half dead. I want to ask you this morning, what road are you on? Any place in the Bible where people was headed to Jericho, they were going down there. This life has many roads. We have a choice of what road that we take. There's a lot of road signs up, but we don't read the signs. We do what we want to do. So he went down to Jericho. And you'll notice when he went down, he found some lowly people. I found out in this life, they some lowly people living on a lowly road. Because the Bible said he fell among thieves. Now you know something? If you're on that kind of road, he didn't say that he jumped up into thieves. He simply fell into them. Gravity pulled him that way. Isn't it amazing how easy that sin gravitated us toward the wicked things of this world? He fell among thieves. Boy, there's some lowly roads and some lowly people. So he said they wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead, left him to suffer. And by chance, now Jesus is telling this parable in front of a lawyer. He's asked him who his neighbor was, and Jesus goes right into this, and he said, by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. I like how the Bible reads that. A certain priest that way. He couldn't help him because he is in the same condition. Religion can't help me and you this morning. Religious people can't help us. They just pass by on the other side. And now there's another side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. The law came by and looked and could do nothing to him. But now the Levite, that Levitical priest, come by, and is no matter what kind of lineage he had, he could do nothing for this lowly man. Nothing could he do. Verse 33. Jesus preaches a good sermon, don't he? But, I'm glad that's in there. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. That's what Brother Troy is talking about this morning. Isn't it amazing that you ain't got to clean up to know about Jesus? He takes you just the way you are. And that's the kind of gospel we need to be preaching this morning. Jesus receives sinners. Jesus comes to sinners. Jesus makes Himself known to sinners. You couldn't get to where He was. I couldn't get to where He was. So He loved us enough, He came to where we was. I like what he done. He came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Now I found out when I'm in a bad place, there's nothing like compassion. This boy didn't need justice. He needed mercy. You don't need justice. You need mercy. Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I want to know, Lord. And isn't it amazing that the love of Christ, even though Christ knew this lawyer was trying to trick him into a trial, Jesus told him the truth. Jesus has shared to him the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he could not see it. He said, boy, if you want to live by the law, and if you can live by the law, you can make it. But I got news for you this morning. We can't live by the law because we're sinners. I like what he done. He had compassion on him. He didn't tell him he ought to have done something different than where he was. Aren't you glad one day when Jesus came to you as that good Samaritan, he took you just the way you was. But you know what? He didn't leave you that way, did he? He didn't leave him that way either. He done something to him. And honey, if you've ever been saved by the grace of God, He took you the way He found you, but He didn't leave you that way. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become anew. You got a question about how to get to heaven? He's telling you. Simply by the grace of God, accept the hand of grace and reach up by faith and take hold of the Good Samaritan, the Lord Jesus, this morning. I like this. He went to him and he bound up his wound. And he poured in oil and wine. What's that, preacher? Let me ask you something. You say you're saved and going to heaven. Does the Holy Ghost live in you? The Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Friend, if this oil don't live in you and abide in you, you're not going to the heaven this Bible preaches about. Said when he found him, he poured in oil. Oh, that's a representation of the Spirit of God. The day he saved you, he put himself in you by the person of the Holy Spirit. That's amazing to me. Now he walks with me and talks with me and goes every place I go. That's amazing. You better be careful where you're taking him. You better be careful what you're letting him hear. He's grieved real easy. Poured in oil. And look, and wine. What's that, preacher? Oh, that's joy. Isn't it amazing? When you can go through times, there's something in you that'll still give you joy. It's amazing. He poured in oil and wine, and he set him on his own beast. I like this. And brought him to an inn and took care of him. When he found him, he put oil in his wounds, poured wine in him, put joy in him, but he wasn't done with him. He set him on his beast and took him to an inn. Where's that? That's the local church house. Aren't you glad that he loved you enough that he just didn't leave you on the road, but he brought you to an inn? And I want you to look what he done. He put you under an innkeeper. He come and he talked to the host. And look what he said. Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more. I've noticed it costs more for some than it does for others. But Jesus said, that don't matter. He said, I'm going to pay their bill when I come back. Whatever you spend, when I come again, I'll repay you. Do y'all ever feel like that you're having to spend a little more than you thought? Jesus said it'll be okay. He said, if you got to spend more, then when I come back, I will repay you. There's a settling day coming. And I can hardly wait to that day. Which now these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves. Who do y'all think was the neighbor? The Levite priest or the Good Samaritan? I think the Good Samaritan was. Can I tell you, if we're to love thy neighbor as thyself, don't you think Jesus is the good neighbor in the parable, and we ought to love him more than ourselves? Look what he said now. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Old Brother Daniel preached a sermon to me out there on the tree this morning. Didn't know. Brother Daniel got saved the other night in our revival. I'm convinced of that, Brother Daniel. He come running up on the tree a while ago, and I noticed he's late, and he said, Pastor, I'm sorry I'm late, but said, there's a girl out yonder in the car, said, her car flipped over and over, and said, we reached and we got her out. Jesus said, go do thou likewise. No doubt some just passed by on one side and one on the other side. I've noticed when those have found compassion, Jesus has a tendency for us to share that compassion. Miss Julie, you come this morning. I want you to sing. He asked a question. Jesus had the answer. We're going to have a baptismal ceremony tonight. That water is not going to do anything but give a testimony to the world that you that have accepted Christ and been saved by the grace of God, that when you go under that water, that you've died to the old man, and as our Christ rose, you've been raised to the newness of life. It's a testimony. Do you have a testimony? I'm not asking you, did you join a church? I'm not asking you, have you done good? I'm not asking you, have you been baptized? I want to know, have you been born again by the grace of God? Have you been saved? I'm going to tell you this, Jesus cares. Brother Tim, Brother Dave, where would we be if He hadn't showed us compassion? I hope our church is known for compassion. Do you really think that you're going to heaven on your own merit and your own effort? Do you think in this life, if your good works outweigh your bad, that He's just going to let you in? You've got to be born in it. Do you need compassion, love, and mercy? Maybe you're here this morning and the Lord's dealing with your heart. And you want to be saved. You know what? You can be. But you're going to have to call on Christ and follow Him. Some of you, you need compassion where you are. Some of you need to show compassion while we sing. Whatever you need in your life, if you want to be saved, you can be. Come. Bow at an altar and call upon the one that hung on a tree, the Lord Jesus Christ, that took your sins. But you'll have to trust Him. Come while we sing.